This year alone, some 70,000 refugees will resettle in the United States. They'll be allowed in our country under U.S. law because they fear persecution in their own, either because of their race, political or religious views, nationality, or because they're members of a particular social group. Their backgrounds vary considerably.
We get refugees with no literacy in their own countries because they haven't been able to go to school, to people who are, you know, PhD level educated.
That's Margene Perhot, Director of Refugee and Immigration Services with Catholic Charities of Boston. She says that variance is based on region, country, and background.
You have some people who are, outside of the big cities and are very poor and don't have a lot of education, but then you've got, the exact opposite.
Those who do make it here to the U.S. are the lucky few. While we accept more refugees than all other nations combined, it amounts to less than 1% of the world's estimated 15 million refugees. So how do you become one of the lucky few?
Refugee resettlement process, it's a long process.
Mohammed Najib is with Lutheran Social Services in West Springfield. They'll handle the resettlement of about 400 refugees this year.
They flee their countries to a second country,
where they apply for refugee status with the UN High Commission of Refugees. Each applicant is thoroughly vetted.
Background check, because they want to make sure that we're resettling the right neighbors. Medical checks, so they do all of that. They have to meet with the folks from Department of Homeland Security and to go through a series of screening and vetting.
In the interim, many applicants live in refugee camps, sometimes for years, even decades. Once approved, their placement here is intended to be permanent.
They are coming here to live in the United States, do their role in society, be productive, and respect the law. So you obtain your permanent resident card after a year, and then you'll become a citizen after 5 years.
All told, some 2,400 refugees will be resettled in Massachusetts this year. That number is typical of recent years. About 40% come from Iraq, the most common country of origin of late. But Najib points out that Massachusetts also receives a substantial number from other places.
Somalia, Bhutanese, Congolese, former Soviet Union countries.
And looking ahead, there's expected to be a spike in Syrian refugees following recent turmoil there. Almost 90% of all refugees to Massachusetts end up in one of four communities: Lynn, Worcester, Lowell, and Greater Springfield. Now, the program is not without its critics. Last month, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno asked the federal government to stop sending refugees to his city, claiming they were a strain on Springfield's already strapped economy. Perhot admits that serving refugees is a challenge, and part of that challenge is financial.
Maybe not everybody in 6 months is working and able to sustain themselves without accessing public assistance, such as cash benefits or food stamps.
But she also says that in her 20 years' experience, by and large, refugees in Massachusetts do eventually succeed.
There's little successes and big ones. The majority of refugees adjust to become legal permanent residents and then eventually to become naturalized citizens. We have some of the best employment outcomes in the country. I just continue to be amazed every day by the people I see and the successes that they have.
From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
لا تنقل وجهي فانت حبيبتي وورود مائدتي وكأس شرابي لا تنقل وجهي فانت حبيبتي وورود مائدتي وكأس شرابي بغداد جئتك كالسفينة متعبة أخفي جراحات وراء ثيابي بغداد جئتك كالسفينة متعبة أخفي جراحات وراء ثيابي